From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There is growing evidence that the healthcare system in the U.S. could save enormous amounts of money if doctors prescribed the most cost-effective drugs. But drug companies spend billions on sales staff who visit doctors' offices and try to persuade them to prescribe the latest drugs. Of course, those new drugs are often the most expensive. NPR's Richard Knox reports that Pennsylvania is about to launch a counteroffensive.
Pennsylvania has a big stake in what doctors prescribe. The state spends more than $3 billion a year to buy drugs for more than 2 million people, low-income seniors and families, state employees, retirees. So, as NPR has learned, Pennsylvania officials are about to do something no other state has.
We're contemplating something that's pretty broad, comprehensive, and fairly aggressive.
Tom Snedden will run the program. It will field 40 or so pharmacists and physicians who will go head-to-head with drug company reps. These industry reps are called detailers. They provide doctors with carefully selected details about their company's drugs. The counteroffensive is called academic detailing. It tells doctors which drugs are the most effective, according to academic studies and guidelines.
What we're doing is, this fall, going statewide with an academic detailing program, which will attempt to educate prescribers about issues that we have with prescribing patterns across all state programs.
Harvard researchers recently showed what kind of savings can be achieved. Dr. Jerry Avorn and his colleagues compared how Pennsylvania doctors are treating high blood pressure among the elderly with regimens devised by expert panels.
We found that not only would their regimens have worked better, but it would have cost millions of dollars less. And when we projected that nationally, it would be over $1 billion just for this one condition, just in people over 65.
Avorn estimates the nation could save at least $10 billion a year, one-eighth of all drug costs for the elderly, if doctors followed the best evidence in treating all conditions among those over 65. The Harvard group is working with Pennsylvania authorities on the new program. Avorn says very modest investments in academic detailing pay big dividends.
You turn out to save about $2 for every dollar you spend on the program by just reducing some of the more ridiculous, expensive prescribing that goes on, which there's no real benefit to any patients, just to the people who have stock in the companies.
Great Britain, Australia, and several Canadian provinces have programs like the one Pennsylvania is about to launch. Frank May is an Australian pharmacist working with the state of Kentucky on a similar project. May says drug company salesmen can feel threatened by academic detailers.
Individual members of the sales force can lose their jobs if they don't meet their sales targets. And of course, when it comes down to an individual like that, I don't blame them for feeling very angry about what we do.
And sometimes things get nasty.
There's a very interesting anecdote of a lady who was doing this work in the United Kingdom who ended up having her tires slashed and threats and so on. We haven't ever experienced anything like that, but it can happen.
Snedden, the Pennsylvania official, is careful to say the new program is not primarily about saving money. It's about prescribing the most effective drug for a patient's condition. For instance, not prescribing a fancy new antibiotic when an old line drug will do just as well without generating germs that are resistant to the new antibiotic.
Our emphasis is on the quality. If it happens to save money, so be it.
The Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers Association has no formal position on the new Pennsylvania program. But Snedden is confident the industry won't fight it.
I've found in the past dozen years with the pharmaceutical industry, if they are satisfied that you are doing nothing more than trying to improve prescribing and it's not cost-driven, they have a very difficult time opposing you.
But Pennsylvania doctors should not expect academic detailers to bear the kind of lavish gifts they've come to expect from industry salespeople.
No, we might bring them a sandwich, but that's about all.
Pennsylvania will spend about $1 million a year on the program. That's 0.3% of its current pharmaceutical budget. Richard Knox, NPR News.